in Parashat Tumah, or Tumah Taira. There's one aspect that was not from Mamish connected to Tumah Taira, point to some, it's related. That is the halacha of keeping food or drink under your bed. Mar Sachem says, Oich Ramash Patsamita, Phil Mukupim Kli Barzel, Ruach Ra'a Shairale. So Mars is a Ruach Ra. That's what Mar says. The question is, what is the nature of this Ruach Ra? So Teres Chaim, in two places, Babas and Ches, and in Shuas, Teres Bobo, Tezayim, he says, the Pshat is, the Gemara says, that Shina is 60th of Misa. As one let said, just imagine how great Misa must be. So Shechina is a 60th of Misa, and therefore, when a person sleeps, his neshama goes up. Meila ruach misava shari alei dinish. So meila the ruach atoma, all the ruach atoma is misdabekdin. Is that time until it's yadayim chakras? Says the Taras Chaim that, so in other words, the person's shtickle dead. So male, that's why he has to wash hands in the morning, because the shtickle tumah. Maybe not as much as a mace, but it's some the tumah, kilu tumah's mace on him. The male, if he's male on the food, the food becomes tamek. Even though, I mean, you know, you start arguing, I mean, if the food is in an oil, and he's the mace, if the mace is on top of an oil, then the oil protects what's inside from the mace. Unless we say this, unless it's a kli. It is a kli. It's not oil. The bed is maybe considered a kli. A kli doesn't is not mafsid the tumah. Alkapanim. So says the Taras Chaim that's the yisoid of this ruach ra is really the ruach tumah tumas meis. So I was wondering, this is parashat the pasuk that we quoted on top. It says kol kli pasuach shein summit pasuv all of tamayu. You have kli cheres that's sealed. Then, and that's an oil of a maize, it's matzil from tumas maize. So if you have a klicheres, the food is in klicheres, and it's sealed, it shouldn't have a din of this ruach ra of the Taras Chaim. So, that's the mahal of the Taras Chaim, that the ruach ra over here is connected, that's him, to tumah. The other mafarshim is mash, but stamp is a ruach ra. But anyway, that's the chiddush of the Taras Chaim. Now, that's why we connect to the parish. Question is, what type of food, first of all? So, the Gemara said, Oichlin umashkin, mashmi, even raw food. However, the Yerushalmi says, Osel lemeitan tafshila, tusi arsa. You know, place food, cooked food. The tafshila always connotes cooked food. You know, put that under your bed. It's mashmi nafka tafshila, not oichl. Another difference is, Shalmi says, Mashal only chatchila. There says it's also do it. But maybe it's mutter, but the Bavli says that this is a ruach ra, so maybe B'Yevin can't eat it. We'll see about that, what's the B'Yevin taka. The Shulchan Aruch is interesting, it says, Lo'yitin tafshil v'loy mashkin tachzimim. So it says, doesn't say like the Bavli, Oichlin Mashkin. It says Tafshil, it's Mashkin, it's going to Yushalmi. But if it's going to Yushalmi, then how do we know you're Mashkin? So the Ramesha says that it goes Mashkin from the Shulchan Aruch, it's after Tafshil, not raw food. However, though, because he's going to the Bavli, Yushalmi, but still he said, well, why are we passing the Bavli over Yushalmi? And therefore, he loved Dafka's the Oichel, and the Tafshil, and Udin Oichel. That's also the Furish, the Pesachei Tshuva over there. That halacha brings down from the Chai Adam in the Sefer Binas Adam, which is on the Chachmas Adam, Vinam Shem the Gain, that poured in raw food, like because the mice and the shayu, the Gain, there was snine, radish that was under a bed. And he said that to cut it up in small pieces and throw it away, that no one should be able to get to it. Dr. Chachma Sadam, that, however, he says, Bizman Azeh, we have a cloud of Kiman and Dosh Barab, and certain things we say that people do it. We say, Shemir B'Sayim Hashem, that, you know, they do things that are sakana. We say, Shemir B'Sayim Hashem. That's the whole discussion, whether or not that applies to cigarette smoking. We say that Kiman Dosh Barab and Shemir B'Sayim Hashem. Some say yes, some say that maybe that's only something that's like a subtlety, a bad sakana, maybe don't say that. But anyway.
What's suffix here?
Where?
What's
Enchlami. Enchlami. So maybe they're right, I didn't say that. Anyway, Moshe has a discussion about that somewhere, whether we say Shem Sam Hashem by cigarette smoking. But anyway. But.
What's more physical?
Okay, so the Gemara, this is the Chayyim said it. The Gemara says Shem Sam Hashem is talking about a physical danger. Where the Gemara says it. Chayyim didn't make up this. It's a pasuk, yeah. Shem Sam Hashem. But the Gemara is not.
What's the Gemara doing?
No, it's a Gemara in Yevamis. What? The Gemara in Yevamis by. You mishdamer for a katana, you mishdamer for a gemara, you might get pregnant. It's it. Now, Zokta Pesachei Tshuva, this Chai Adam, that when it says Eichlin, it's mashmi even raw food. Right? When the Chai Adam said even raw food, he said that's mashmaris of the Gemara, he's a raya for the Gemara in Babasra, that nunches. Not the Gemara in Pesach, but he's not a raya for the Gemara in Babasra. The Gemara says, Mita shel Talmud Chacham, Ketzad. Kol shein tachteh el sandalim. No, he keeps his shoes under his bed. Dr. Ashbam, amit samaretz, kol dav menichin tachas mitasan, oichlim mekelim. If you see that it's not a proper nagar, they keep oichlim mekelim on their bed. So you see, the chayra, the Pesach Shuvah understands. That's off this gemara. Off this gemara, that there's a ruach ra.
I'm decayed.
Oh, so I'm just thinking about that right now. What about Caleb? I don't know.
What?
If he says Ruch Reib and Caleb, that is more to my food. Anyway. Fine. We'll leave that for now. Now. So the big shayla is again. So Chayal Meir over here is assuming that the Eved is a problem, and then he calls for the guy, and the guy was mad with the Eved. And he would make sure that he'd throw it somewhere that no one's going to get to it. However, this is a subject of a big discussion. Now, Freinim, whether or not this person left food under a bed, but the Eved, can he eat it or not? It's a very, very big discussion. Now, the first one that discussed this, I believe, is the Shus Yankiv. The Shus Yankiv was asked this question. Is an asib at the Eved. And he says, Pashit, that doesn't asib at the Eved, it means a riot. That many places in Shas we find that we said that you shouldn't eat a chaver, shouldn't eat by an amaretz, because Dvarim Shainim Misukadim, you might not, you know, take up Shumas Amaisris, Hash might not be so good. And then, so the question is, though, we just quoted the Gemara Babasra that Amaretz leave their food under the bed, so that should be a reason why you shouldn't eat by Amaretz. So they've got some people Darich Leraya and Achlamis. It says maybe that's part of what it says. You shouldn't eat by Amaretz. They're Michael, Dvarim Shein Misukanim. Part of what Amaretz are giving the Tamil Chum to eat is food that was left under the bed. And Achlamis doesn't specify what particular Takala in Eichel we're worried about. That's one Raya that Shusyanka brings. And that's his Raya. He brings another Raya. Here's another ayah. I deleted. It's weird. Here's another ayah. From the Beis Yosef in Siman Vav. Beseris and Simavav, Lagabe, in Hilchah Shechita, nonetheless. Because the discussion over there about shechting with a kana, shechting with the reed, right? So Beseris brings down two mahalchim. What's the issue of shechting with the reed? One pshat he says is, the problem is, there are splinters from the reed that might trafe, that might passel the shechita, might poke the veshet. That's one pshat. There's another pshat, is al tzruach ra, the bal iter. Bal iter learns al tzruach ra. Yeah? Because the ruach ra on the kana. Maybe that's why he can't just. So I think the Baal Eter writes over there. Jesus writes, not the Baal Eter, but the evidence kasha. If the pshat is al chashash treifa, even the evidence shechlu with the kana, it's pasul shechita. But the Baal Eter, it's only a shayla al ruach ra. The mail of the evidence shechlu with the kana, it's kasha shechita. You want to eat it? Zok tishus yankiv. You see that ruach ra doesn't answer with the evidence. Why is this ruach ra? Zer shav ruach ra, ruach ra. If the ruach ra of the kana doesn't ask for the evid, then the ruach ra of the food under the bed shouldn't ask for the evid either.
You're not eating the kana.
What? Zav the chida in Rukhi Yisuf. The gibedeich of the raya. It's over there. The ruach ra is on the kana, and therefore you can't shav with the evid. It's okay. But here the ruach ra is on the food itself. And therefore, maybe with the evidence also, it means a raya from the Gemara Nida that says that if you eat peeled garlic that was left overnight, or onions, it's only the shell, eggs, onions, garlic, the problem of leaving it shelled or peeled overnight. And it says over there, it's a ruach ra. And it says over there that someone who does that is dom b'raisha, the Gemara says. Dom b'raisha. You're taking your life into your hands.
What if he ran?
So what do we see?
That's good? Or no?
No. It doesn't say, as far as I know, that that's not a hatha.
So you can't leave?
That's right. So you open an onion, you have to finish that onion. That's correct.
I never knew that.
Okay, now you know. Baruch Hashem.
Oh, no.
Now, actually, with the onions, I think someone's gave me an article and some medical thing that, like, there's a whole thing with onions where they put onions by a sick person. They cut up an onion and put it by a sick person. And the onion gets, like, all nasty. Like, mom is, like, nasty like anything, and it helped cure the patient. Because the onion has that kayach of being shy of all the yichi zachen that are going around over there. And someone say whatever, it's probably more. Medically, anyway. Point is that says the chidah. We see from there that when the ruach ra on the food itself, then it's even also b'diavad.
And you're saying over there, it's
possible
that it is the same din as over here, unlike by the
Shechita,
where it's different.
The Chidah would like to be Mechalik. With the Ruach Ra on the Kana, and you're going to Shech with the Kana as Ruach Ra, maybe it's not the same as when there's a Ruach Ra on the thing itself.
Okay, look, Haley, it's still just two different
Gemaras. It's a Shechita Ras.
I'm saying, Dafka, because by the Shechita, it's one stage removed,
yes.
Just because it's two different Gemaras.
No, because it's one stage removed. I guess even though maybe some of the Ruach goes on, but it's the same thing with the Ruach on the thing itself. Hazei Zag Dechida.
Probably that's what, like, the
Kalim
that we're using only would be, food-related, like a plate or something.
And what?
The Kalim that we're that we get found underneath the bed would only be, like, food-related.
Well, again, and Shechar doesn't say anything about Kalim. So, we said the fee, what's the name, Zeraya, maybe Kalim. But Maizei Shechar doesn't say Kalim. So, we don't have to...
Are you done?
The Shos Yankiv learned that Gemara that was on the Amehara, it's not Ruach Ra. It's not fair to the Gemara. The Shechar doesn't say anything about Kalim. What do you say, Shon?
You're not
yet
asking about onion.
If you cut an onion, yeah, and you're only using a half onion, you don't put the onion in the refrigerator and use it tomorrow, you throw it out. The same thing with same thing with an eggs. What?
Egg.
If it's
you made it a salad, right?
No. No, it's not anything, the place will say that if it's already mixed into a salad, then it's okay. It's only when it's by itself.
It's not going to absorb it.
Whatever. Okay. Now already Yair is figuring it all out.
What about eggs?
Also, shelled eggs is also a problem.
So if you have an egg salad, then it's
shelled eggs.
You have tzibuch medayir. If you have eggs and onions, then you have
hard boiled eggs.
Eggs that are peeled is a problem as well.
So
yeah.
You can't buy those concentrate.
Oh, that's a good question. So the canned eggs, so the Grad of Moshe has a tshuva about it, and you know, like all schools, whatever, anyone that needs large pounded eggs, they're called, you buy, at least in America, you buy these canned eggs. So there in Moshe, I think it does have had, I don't remember now, if you take a look, I don't remember that, I mentioned tshuva many years ago, and since it's not a share on canned and peeled eggs, so where's the tshuva? I don't remember offhand, but today it's not hard to find anything, so you should be able to.
If it's cooked, doesn't get rid of the...
If it's cooked?
Yeah. You can't
have
non-cooked
eggs. So you could cook the onion, that's it?
Peel non-cooked egg.
Why? You shell the egg, right? You have...
When it's not cooked, you
put it in a cup.
What do you... Crack an egg, yeah? Then you realize you didn't want eggs for breakfast. So you put it in a plate, put it in the refrigerator, and you'll have it tomorrow. That's a problem. Now, cooked, I don't remember. Cooked could be cooked is not a problem. I don't remember.
What about for onions? Could you cook it?
Okay, I don't remember now. Okay? Ayin, Sefer, Shmir, Zagufa, Nefesh, I'm sure he talks about it by reference. Did you have one?
Yeah.
Should ask
yeah.
One. Which is what? That's what
it's
I just
exactly
said.
Right.
Live and learn, huh?
It's just on my list.
It's not your place, Tanuan? Sakana? Ram Roshi? You see someone, you know, taking dangerous drugs? It's not your place, Tanuan? No, I don't understand. So.
What happens when
I'm
on a plane and all the suitcases have food in the bottom?
Oh, wait, we'll get, if everyone will let me talk, then we'll get the planes, we'll get the double bed, you know, double decker beds, we'll get to everything, but just let me talk. We'll get the baby strollers. Oh. You know, baby strolls and mother. That's what you heard. And he said, "Nah, boy." So, now, so in the Chayadim, it's Shtikl Stira, because that was in the Binas Adam. The Chayadim on our Chayim, Binas Adam on Yadaya. The Chayad Nishmas Adam is on Archaim. Now, he talks about Ruach Ra, touching things before you watch those Dayim. So he says, if you touch food before you those Dayim, we'll see by the later Mitzvah Shem. That it's usur, it's a problem, it might be shal eating it to the avid. It says, Yad la'ochlin tikotze, it means if you touch a keg of beer before until it's dying. That's a particular problem. Okay? There's actually a discussion in the place, are you allowed to smoke before you wash tilos dying? Huh? Are you allowed to smoke?
You can't. Why are you allowed to do anything before you've been until it's dying?
What's the issue of doing anything for those dying?
Should be right when you wake up. The second when you wake
Why?
Up.
Why? Because you don't want Ruach Ronya, it's better. Now, she says, only by beer it's b'diav, but char eichlin, it's b'diav, it's mutter, it means right from the Gemara by Shammai Zakeh, whatever, by the Gemara Yuma over there, by Yom Kippur, to feed children. Shammai Zakeh didn't want to feed the kids because you don't wash those daim on Yom Kippur. Then he brings from his grandson that says, "Bring the raya that Ruach Ra is b'di'avet." It means the raya from the Beis Yais by Kana. It means the raya from the Beis Yais like the Shosyank is raya. Okay. Now, So here the chayal means half the guy. The ruach rav of stuff under the bed is what shall we call it? Is the problem of the evidence. And then the chayal says by a different ruach rav, at least the ruach rav of your hands, it's not. Now it's interesting. In Bedas Hagra, there's a lot of different stories that are told, different svarim, and it seems to be a big mess. Exactly, was the guy in machmir? That was clear. All the stories, the guy was very, very machmir on stuff that's under the bed. The question was, he machmir for himself, or was he machmir to other people? Because, for example, the bina of the chazanish. B'diavad was meikel. B'diavad, if you put food on their bed, this is meikel. But for himself, no, he was machmir. So the child isn't a guy. So the chayadim brought it down. It's even also even for other people. However, if you look at the darkei tshuva, and the, what?
Why should you be machmir for yourself if it's sakana?
Again, who said it's
for him and then machmir for?
Obviously, you don't hold it as machmir sakana, but for yourself, it's ruach ra. It doesn't say sakana.
But it's sakana.
Sakana, maybe it says it by other ruach ra. Not every ruach ra is the same necessarily. Apparently, the guy in hell, there was machmir sakana, but if he was making of other people. Them chat is a meaning. This is a problem. There's something there. It's not the best. It's ruach ra, but the evidence is not going to answer. So the Darkei Tshuva brings down. I forgot to look it up. And then there's a Sefer Shari Rachman. Spoke to have whatever. But he brings down from Chaim Volozhin that the guy was machmir for himself and afacher. If you look at the Keser Roish that we do have in the Siddur in the Ishe Yisrael, the Siddur Agrah, the little one. What? The Keser Roish over in the back of Chaim Volozhin, and there also he brings down that the guy was only machmir for himself. However, if you look in the footnote over there in the Keser Roish, there's a guy's there, Oli Chaim, whatever that means. He brings down from a Talmud of the Goyin, from the Goyin Yankiv, I think it's the Goyin Yankiv in Erevin, that he said that he brings down a Ma'aseh Shehaya, was a Purim Suda by the Goyin, and they gave the Goyin Shloich Manas. They gave the guy in Mishloach Manas. They gave the guy in Mishloach Manas apples, the other stuff, and a tzaddik Reb Zalman, Talmidai. See, that's Chaim Volozhin's brother, Zalman. I'm not sure. Anyway, Gitzer, but he dozed on the table, and he, by mistake, in his sleep, he touched the box. It had the apples in it. And the Goyin said, cut the apples up very small and throw it into the Beis HaKisei, place of Kisei where no one's gonna get to it. He wouldn't even sell it to a guy because he was scared that the guy is gonna in turn sell it to a Jew. So there we see the Goyin seemed to be machmir, even the guy ben chayr.
It was his.
What?
It was his.
So yeah. No, but I mean, maybe he wouldn't tell someone to throw it out, it's Hefsid Mama, but if it's his own money, he would. Okay, could be. Back upon him, yeah.
Isn't there a famous thing from the Ruach that, like, by the Gev Sedek, all the
Ruach Ra came bottle?
Yeah.
So maybe the story was before that.
Okay, but then everyone shouldn't be bringing him after.
Okay, so again, he said all Ruach Ra or by Tills of Dime? He was only dying, no? It's hard to know exactly, you know. Anyway.
Isn't it a question if the Gev Sedek was thing? It really happened?
Really? I never heard that. No one knows the Gev Sedek.
People think of the Gaelum, but there's a Gaelum
prior. He's waiting for that. Okay. Some people think Harry Potter's real. Okay. Oh, so God of the Sherbrooke brings down from a Sefer Nachlas Avos, a great nephew of the Goyin. He talks about the Chaimer of food takas amita, and he says, not only on their bed, even on their chair or box, that someone slept on it, the mikra. His Chamir is Kantime Surah, because even though it doesn't seem to you that people eat stuff that on their bed, they don't look like they've been damaged. He says, "Du bani, shloya al guf levad amru, ki achshash hanefesh ubiyaisim achshash aguf, unefesh umazik biyaisim mistaken, ki divrem kikach leish bayirim iguf ad nefesh, ki chol masenu tunasenu, hein letoiv hein lera, hoi pukvim hoi miskayim beilomas al yayinim, chil diz daimayim achrayinim, kitzer, melch staimis, you don't have, but still you have to mach me very, very much. Sorry, Shimon." Okay. Now, so that's as far as b'di'evet. Now the guy, the Rambam, Kedarik, as I'm explaining, the Rambam doesn't bring down things of Ruach Ra. But the Rambam has a different take on this. The Rambam says, you shouldn't put a tafshel under a bed, says the Rambam, to Isaac Besuda, we do not even have a bed he's sleeping on. On a bed that you're eating on. Because maybe Shem Yitmol Dabra Mazik, when or Ayu. It's like Giloy, like you're not allowed to leave wine open, drink. Shalav Giloy, because of Shasha, snake's going to come, whatever. So the Rambam learns the whole history of a food under bed, of a bed, is when it's uncovered, and Zachshasha, maybe some Mazik is going to fall into it, some type of, you know, something bad is going to fall into it, and you're not going to realize. Rabbi says, what do you mean? The Shami says, the Parshah is Ruach Ra, was Rabbi was number one. So Ma'i said, the Sadrisha explains that Zofizel says Drisha that if the Ram is only Alt Giloi, we're not Machmer on Giloi, it's not Motz in the Choshim. However, though, the Beis Yosef says, you have to be Chayesh for the Ram, that it's Alt Ruach Ra, and not Alt that something might come in. Now, furthermore, as we said, the Pichodesh of the Rambam, if it's closed, there should be a problem. Then I'll be not committed to the Rambam and the Ran. The Ma'aseh, the Bishayi said, if you chayish the Ran, like the Gemara bets him, and therefore, then no place we're going to make like the Rambam. Okay, so Chizot tries. Now it's the Rambam. All right, we'll do that for now. Now, there's another interesting question. Whether or not, is there any Eitzah to fix it up? Once something was on their bed, is there any Eitzah to fix it up?
On the tab that it asks b'chefkino. Or
either way, whether it asks b'di'evet, and you want to know, you want to fix it up, or even though it doesn't ask b'di'evet, it's still not good. It's a ruach ra, you know. You don't like ruach ras. So like this. So here. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim, in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't find Lehadya about this. But we do find it by Netilas Adayim. Within the Mishmura says in the Siman Dalet that in Noga B'Maychel, Kaibna D'Yadav, Ein Lesser Maychel, B'Di'Avet, Chadchila, M'oid Yesh Lizar. In Noga B'Aychel, Yad Nechenel, Dimul Pamim. You touch food before you wash those Adayim. So obviously if it's something that you could wash, you should wash. If it's an apple, you should wash it three times, like you wash until it's dying three times. You should wash the food three times to get rid of the ruach ra. That's the mechilas mishabura. Mechain, you're right. Ein lishta is oshon tabak. Because until it's dying, you shouldn't smoke before until it's dying. Now, I saw brought down from other svarim. Melo, what then? Just like Mishmura says, that if you could wash the food that you touched, that wash it three times takes away the ruach ra. What then? My food that's under a bed. What?
It's not caused by not washing it. Over here.
No, it's not caused by not washing. It's caused because of the ruach ra. And the way to get rid of the ruach ra is washing it. So the chiddush is, so the question is, do we say that our old ruach ra's comparable or not? So this say for whatever it is, it's saying that just like over there, washing takes care of ruach ra.
Over here, it's not like you stepped under your bed. The tumor is not caused by you sleeping under your bed.
No one said it was. But the question says ruach ra. Why is it not the same thing? It says over here that there's a ruach ra on your hands. If you touch the food, there's a ruach ra on the food. So, according to the chiluk of the chidah, no shemen. then here's the, over here it's secondary. You touch the food, it's from the Ruach Ra in your hands. So maybe only then the Mishmaru says it helps three times. But Gabe, the Ruach Ra, the share on the food.
That can't be, because it works for your hands.
What?
It works for your hands. Wash it a few times, which is not secondary.
Okay, very good. Say it. Fine, so that's what the Sefer says. It's just like washing takes off Ruach Ra, so too it takes off the Ruach Ra of the food. Now, so also they're done, let's say with bread, so if you like scrape it off, maybe
so if I take off the cover of something, if it has a cover, it's not mechayra, that's fine. Just the cover is ruach ra.
I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't wash your hands? You
if the bread has plastic on top of the bread.
If you didn't touch the bread, then that's not what I'm talking about.
No, under the
if you touch the bread, I don't care where the bread is, if you touch the bread, it's ruach ra. You shouldn't touch food. Don't say you shouldn't touch plastic. You shouldn't touch food.
If I didn't touch
it. Again, the problem with touching food without until it's dying is touching food. That's what Mishmur says. And the evidence is okay. But if you can wash it, you might as well wash it. Now, the Sefer Shmir is good for nefesh. We mentioned before. He brings down some Isa. There's a chasana of the Rujin dynasty, and there was a box of cake that was for the chasana, and by mistake someone put it on their bed. So there was a rub over there, I never heard of him, the Avbezin of Kamina. He passed in retival the box, I guess it was waterproof. Just tail the box with the cake inside, and then you can eat the tail the box 3 times, and then you can eat the cake.
3 times? Why 3 times? Once should be enough.
Well, first of all, if you explain me why once is going to work, I'll explain why 3 times works.
Because if I need to wash my hands in the morning, and
you have to wash three times.
But if I'm being tayvul, I could just stick it in and say tefillah siddayim and take it out.
So why do you start to be tayvul?
The ruach ra.
I was thinking so.
Say that you were thinking so.
Well,
sure.
No, I'm not.
Okay, am I?
Well.
Does it help to be tired of your hands at a mikvah one time for Ruach Ra? Or do you need 3 times? Shimon says 3 times.
Before you eat bread,
we're not talking about eating bread, I'm talking about Ruach Ra. The sticking your hands in a mikvah to get rid of the Ruach Ra one time, we need 3 times.
Being told at one time, let's be tired of your whole body.
I'm talking about.
That's what we're talking about Ruach Ra.
Okay, that's our question. That's what we're saying.
Where does the Mishnah Berurah bring it about the Al Tefillah Siddayim thing?
It doesn't mean down by. I don't believe the Mishnah Berurah talks about it in Siman Dal. I don't believe so. Now, okay, so that was the Smaisa. Now is the Psak. Oh, so he brings down over there that the Chidah read is not. Some contemporary Mishnah Rebbe. This was the Chidah in his Sefer Chaimis Anach. He writes that Tefillah helps for getting rid of the Ruach Ra. And he calls the Malbim, but here I'm not so sure about that. Because I tried to find the Malbim. Malbim has Sefer Arsus Achayim. Till Simon Chafei, maybe? Or through the end of Tefillah, I'm not sure. It's got an interesting story with that. Why the Malbim only wrote through Tefillah, or maybe only to Simcha Chafei, I remember. He set out to write Persian Hol Shulchan Aruch. But I once heard, or I once read a story, at one time the Malbim was in Peshper at some cipher in the shul. And maybe wittingly, unwillingly, he sat down in the Chassam Sefer's seat. So when the Sefer showed up, Shabbos, I think whatever it was, he told him, I got all those little Sefers, he went up. The Sefer says, Ken's da bleiben, you could stay where you are. Ken's bleiben to the best. See, he was young, he was like 18, I think, something like that. He's going. He took that like feel call from the Sefer that he's going to stay where he is, meaning Ruchnis wise, and therefore he didn't have the guts anymore to continue writing the Sefer. That's what I Once read a story. Okay, anyway, Kitzer. So the Arzachayim in Siman Daled, I looked at it, I didn't see it, but I looked quickly, so I wouldn't.
I heard he wanted to write a different Pirush, that's why he stopped. He felt it was more important to write on Tanakh. That's what I heard.
Okay. What?
Make sure not to sit on those gray seats in the
Oh, it also been like that from the Aris Vash, though. Yes, I but she says that it doesn't help. So, now, question is, does this apply to everything? What about things that have to do with mitzvahs? So first of all, one question, an interesting suffix of the Deris. Now, let's say you put your Nagel Vas on your bed. So if the nagel, the water gets a ruach ra. So now, can that water that has its own ruach ra, can it help you take off the ruach ra of your hands? That's the suffix of that deris, and interesting suffix. Then the shaila that I saw in the Chashuk Yechem from Zilberstein, he's done. Let's say a guy, by mistake, the matzah for Leil HaSeder was placed under the bed. So you're allowed to eat the matzah.
Aren't you protected from a mitzvah?
So the question is, you're allowed to eat the matzah. So like this. Cover. I heard you.
Oh,
not that. So there's a mishabura, linyan, something else. Where's linyan, mayim shalonu. Right? The halach is that in order to matzah, we need mayim shalonu. Mayim shlonu doesn't mean our water. Mayim shlonu means water that was overnight. You have to draw the water before shkia. It has to be in a cold place overnight. So you want to use it for the hafias hamatzis. So there's halacha, not halacha, is a thing that if there was a mace in a certain neighborhood, you have to be supposed to spill out all the water, or where the tkufas nefelas, the different seasons. So if between the seasons, there also is some type of sakana for the water. So then he's supposed to be putting a piece of milk. It's a ganza, Kapan Mishmura says, Linya Matzah, he says, it's kosher. You could still use the water. Mayim Shalom, even though it's a mace in the Shkuna. He says, because Shayme Mitzvah Le'edah Dovera. So he says, though, Chatkhila, the Matzah's Mitzvah, if you have, you should try to get, water that doesn't have any problems with it. But with the Eved, I don't know if Akari says, Mitzvah should not use it to show that Shayme Mitzvah Le'edah Dovera. So Mayim is looking at Zilberstein, Kain, L'chayr, who I didn't. The guy be Matzah, that's under the bed. He should also say, Shayme Mitzvah Le'edah Dovera. However, he wants to say that maybe that's only said l'gabe the mayim, but l'gabe the food under the bed. L'gabe food under the bed. Maybe it's worse. Because we see the going was machmir, and the Chidah said the lashon dama b'raishai. So it could be there, so it's more of a sakana than the mayim shalom. However,
that could be also if it's only a suffix. But here, ruach ro is a serious thing. Ruach ro is real.
What's a suffix?
What?
Where is it a suffix?
I'm saying shomer mitzvah. If you have a suffix, like you might be machnas.
There's also a real thing. The Bruce says by mayim shalom. So, another shaila that Pais I'm talking about. So what about Ner Chanukah? The oil was on their bed. Can you use it for Ner Chanukah? So the Kaf HaChaim says you shouldn't use it for Ner Chanukah. Why? Because since you can't eat it, so Meila, how the pasuk says Hakrivei Nol Fechasecha. You shouldn't use something that you wouldn't eat. You shouldn't use it for a mitzvah. So Meila. Here's what he says, you shouldn't use it.
We shouldn't buy the oil that's not meant for eating, buy real oil.
No, because that's not, no, meaning no, because the Fakir, he says that if it was non-edible oil, you don't have that problem. Because only something that was nima, something that became ain royal achila, then it's a problem. But the fact that it's not oil, it's not royal achila, that is not machmer. You know, that's the whole discussion that, you know, because there's a different issue out, because it's out. The Beis HaMikdash has to be rather than the Beis HaKashim has to be rather than Achilah, and Mutu B'Ficha. I'll get a different question. Now, similar shahal we have that the Yitzchak Chana was done by an estrog. You have an estrog that's on their bed. Is that a problem? So he.
To hold it?
What? To hold it? No. To use it for... Right. To use it for mitzvah. What could be the problem?
You may eat it?
You're not eating it.
What?
No, there's no sakana you might eat. No one's going to bite their $100 estrig. You know, Gemara brings down a story that was a Reb Chanina, I think, was that he was in Tavaba, Riyatsa, every day. Say, that's not a... Estrig don't taste that good. So I don't think we're worried about that. So what could be the problem? So he says, what? So he says, Haray, the Gemara says, in Sukkot of Lamed Hay, you need a heter achila. There's a shayla there, but you need heter achila, man and afkamina, or dine mammon, din mammon. Right? Heter achila, if you hold that Maisa Shani, isn't it? Right. So the question is, something you can't eat, it's a problem of to be yaitzer. That's not machil. It's not. That's even, so that's what he's done. Maybe it should be a problem of hatar achila. So he says like this. He doesn't have hatar achila. Oh. So he says, Dr. Yitzchak Chanan, that. So he wants. He has a whole shul terev that has been derived in the one sukkah that where the only time the heter achila is the only problem when it's a problem be'etzer, not when it's davin b'chutz. It's an outside problem that doesn't passel als heter achila. Heter achila is the problem as lechem. In fact, you can't eat it, so that's not lechem. That's only when it's something be'etzer inside the food. It's outside things. He wants to tie it. Ruach Ra is not going to be considered a problem. Hatar Achila. Akapanim. So that's what he wants to say. And then anyway, I think he holds up the evidence. Kasher. So kids, he's Machshir the Esri. Now, oh, Shaila. Oh, see, he's going to wait. Shaila is what about under a baby carriage? They have food on the baby carriage. Can you? Are you allowed to put food on the baby carriage? What about the evidence? If you want to be chayish with those sheetahs, so
why don't we say it's a mokum kavua that there's ruach raw by a bed? But like, if I take a nap here and it happens to be food, like, well,
first of all, the guy was machmir even when it's not kavua, and then the baby carriage is day kavua. Baby carriage is day kavua. Most babies sleep in the baby carriage, you know, until a couple of months. Right? That's the bed. You don't have, you know, very often.
Story about the girl that he touched it, Dafka? Not that,
that was one of the stories. It was another case. It was another story where someone slept on a box that had something on it. The
So if there's food on the table and I put my head down, it's a problem.
No, that Maiz doesn't say it. The only says tachsimit. That was pasha the chumra, the extra chumra of the guy. He just touched it when he was sleeping. I don't know. I didn't even touch the box. He didn't touch the food. So you see, it was the extra chumras over there. I don't know if you can bring from that story. Now, so Darian Weiss, the Michal Zitzchak, was asked this question, and whether or not there's a problem of food on the bed by a baby carriage. His mom is, you know, Maiz and Chol Yoyim. Because a woman takes to go shopping, she has the basket underneath the baby carrier, that's where she puts the stuff, right? So, Zok the Dayan Weiss, that
is there Shina Chosh or Shina? Because we don't wash their hands in the morning anyway.
Oh, so very good. So he wants, so that Dayan Weiss wants to say that if we're Madama food under a bed. Some places you know, I'm down with food under a bed until it's a diet. It was a ruach ra, touching food. So since, according to many paiskim, that another that we saw before that the evidence it's okay. By a guy that Rishuva brings down paiskim that by a guy, it's not a problem. Why? Because just like some paiskim say that Rishuva brings down. Paiskim say just like just like by in the Pimgadim says that if a guy touches food, or other paiskim will say if a guy touches food before without until he's dying, you're allowed to eat the food. Guy don't wash until he's dying, right? So you go to any restaurant where there's a Goyish worker there, so you can't eat the food because he touched around his dying. Elamai, so we say because the guy doesn't have the tumah, doesn't have the ruach ra. So Mela, who adin, the place can say that food under a Goyish bed, under a Goyish bed is not a problem because the guy doesn't have the ruach ra. He doesn't make that ruach ra. The Kedusha doesn't want to be mizdabak to the guy. So Mela, there's no ruach ra on the guy. Mela, so huadin in the baby. It's just like we say that mikra din you don't have to wash until it's dying for a baby.
What?
Although some people say even though Pimgadim says you should wash it until it's dying for a baby, some say once he touches food, there's different sheets about that.
Sure.
But what?
If there are kids that shouldn't have their hands washed and just leaving carriages,
what do you mean? Kids?
You have kids that are old enough that need to wash, have their hands washed and just leaving their
hands. What age is that?
They need you don't wash 3-year-old's kids.
Yes, you do. 3-year-old, for sure you do. For sure you do.
Well, so you make sure.
For 3-year-old, everyone's machban on a 3-year-old. I doubt if anyone, I mean, everyone, but most people machban on a mosh on a 3-year-old, of course. But maybe even before less than 3. No, so he brings down. Some say it's told in Shir Chinuch, Gil Chinuch. I think most people wash babies, not babies, but 3-year-old they'll wash. But he brings down. Some say it's told. It's a big discussion about it. Some say it's told in Chinuch. Some say it's told in Godless. That's when the Kedusha comes in. So there's different shittas. He brings down the Ayin. He brings down different shittas. Meili says. The yai, you go to yaivitz, the shaloy gil chinuk, which is 5-6. Then you don't have to wash your kid's hands. So meila, but some are machmir even from day one. So b'kitzer. Since lemaisa, betzim were more make until it's dying for a child. So even though it's an intim machmir, whatever it is, but it's much less, right? It's not mikra din on a child. Therefore, just like the pious can say that by guy is no problem of food under the bed, and then where they know that from until zedayim. So the pious can be telling through the ruach rav until zedayim to the ruach rav under the bed. We had before the gabe but the evidence gabe tayvelin gabe even washing also, right? The chesed doesn't mean that. So Meili says we could say that since it's only a child, maybe it's not a problem. Now, furthermore, he wants to say that also the Dak Yeshuva that says another discussion that what about that what's called Tachas Hamita, what's called, does it have to be on the floor, or is it, let's say you have something between your pillow and the mattress and you're sleeping on the pillow, is that going to be a problem? So the Dak Tshuva over there has been discussion about that. Some say it's dafka when it's on the dirt. It's only ruach ra when it's on the dirt. Some say, and Cain, if the floor is tiled, then b'chal shouldn't be a problem. Some say not. The meaning is not to make over there. But however, he says, on a carriage, where it's mamash not on the floor, it's in a basket off the floor, so maybe, upon the tziruf, we can have the tziruf of those shittas, that being Karl Kesses is not a problem. So Mela over here also is not on the floor. Here it's not much not on the floor. Right? It's not even on the ground. Right? Here it's on a basket.
That's the double.
So even though it's getting there also. Now he also brings in another Svara to Mitznarev that maybe some old Zdavka, a bed that's used for Tashramita. Only then is there Ruach Ra, but Mela obviously baby carriage won't be Shaykh. So Ma'alo mitzir of all that.
And would that slug up all the mitzir of all that? This guy.
No, that's just once you have the ruach ra. All right, why shouldn't it? Tushel is once you have a ruach ra. The tushel is what do you do?
He's not talking about regular sleeping ruach ra.
Again, the tushel wasn't because it's sleeping ruach. The tushel was else. Said, look, in the Teres Chaim for sure has nothing to do with that. Said, there are some shittas. Said, it's serious. It's not going. There are shittas. It's not dashmita. There's no real mocker in sugyas. There's no, you know, children Teres Chaim for certainly is out. It could be rare. I mean, there's no such thing.
What do we come out with the crib?
What?
What do we come out with the crib?
We didn't discuss the crib. Discuss the baby carriage.
Saying,
well, that's often not used.
What's a crib's a bed? What's the difference? I mean, if the cotton's old enough.
Fine. The sad heter of a baby, you might have.
Okay,
but you don't have the others. You don't have all the tzurufim, though. You don't have the tzuruf that's not on the floor. You don't have all the tzurufim. Thy advice was mask was makel, but tzuruf all these things. I don't know if you'd ask thy advice. What if you have, you know, some of the tzurufim? I don't know. All I know is that in that tshuva he has a couple of tzurufim and he's makel. What?
Under your bed?
I guess you haven't been in for the last 5 minutes.
No.
Why, because your baby and then... Cold his head. Now. Oh, what about under a bed and no one's sleeping? So again, Lefi, the Torah is Chaim. Torah is Dafka, a bed that... that you're sleeping on. But a bed that you're not sleeping on, I would say a TC joke about beds that, whatever, anyway, whatever. A bed that's not used, a bed that's not used, so then if you're not sleeping on it, maybe that shal is like Jew again, and Tain is a chavita is chayin. It's not be a problem. You know, on the other hand, it seems to be also that seems to be the sheet of most paiskim. And not machal daf. You slept on it, but even if it's under the bed, even no one slept on it, we're machmer as well.
You feel a little bit of time.
The amount of time I don't think I saw anyone that discusses that. Oh, this is what I told you before, that the Chaim Kanevsky, that Chaznish, was b'diavad, Stam was making of other people. So then, again, so with all this, you know, b'diavad, there are definitely Paiskim that are Meikel. Chatchila is definitely a Machmer. Oh, another Shaila is, important question, this is a very common question, is what about in a plane? That's mamish negeya, because you have your bag with food in it. You put it underneath the seat in front of you, and that guy saying they take off. He puts his chair down right into your face, and like he's gone the whole, you know, he's gone the whole meal, the whole plane. Right? So one of those that makes you all jealous. Anyway, but the question is, can you eat the food that was under his chair? So it's like this. Let's see. So Lefi the Shitas, that is Dafka bed in Tashmid, obviously is not
it. It's not kind.
Lefi. Oh, then Lecharez could be another Svara that is not considered a bed. B'chal doesn't have a shame bed. Maybe if it's in, you know, business class, you know, goes flat, it's an under bed. But the regular chair, you know, you can't call that a bed. Again, if you're the guy that even a box, you know, sitting on a box is a problem, say it, but that's a chukumachumra of the guy. So, man, there's another sphere we can commit starif. It doesn't have, it's not a bed, it's a chair. Now, you know you sleep on it. Now, feed a sheet is obviously that you need karka. 1 second. Feed a sheet is you need karka. And also, this is not karka.
Does it matter how long you sleep? Is it like a set?
Initially.
Like
a...
Depends on the Shidas Keva or Shidas Arai.
So now it might be more
problems. You're not allowed to even have this. It's not a bed. You want it. That's zero if you want it.
All the daughters are from
that. It says me.
But again, why? Again, the Fina Karas Chaim is falling asleep in Echlan. The Fina Karas Chaim is falling asleep in Echlan. Right. So Yechiel is making a good point. Yechiel says, the Fina Karas Chaim, that it's all the Ruach Ra that comes from sleeping. Because it's Echem Shishim, the Misa, the L'chayra, who Adin, then it shouldn't make a difference, it shouldn't be Dafka Bet. The others that say, Stam is Ruach Ra, nothing to do with sleeping, being Misa. They say, even if you're not sleeping, the place in the hole that is Ruach Ra, even though you're not sleeping, yeah, you don't sleep, still the problems, then it's not new about the Taras Chai. If you there, it might be a problem. Now, then I saw Taka that the Rishmash Darbuch, Gufataka says this svara of that in a bed, in a plane, doesn't have a shame, meat is only considered a kisa. So even though the going, he supports down the story, the going is machmir even on a box, the Binyan Shalom says, but he says, he wants to tell you the going was talking about a guy that slept, Mamish Bekvias. But if a guy is sleeping Bahara on a plane, you don't sleep, you don't really sleep good. Kitzer, he wants to make a kolshkin on a bus. Well, if he's again business, you do sleep good, so therefore it would be a problem.
If it's during the night time, yeah, it shouldn't have Sarai.
No.
So then he's a rough tumor, right?
Okay.
So during the daytime, yeah, it shouldn't have Sarai, there's no rough problem.
Of the Ruach Ra of Washington of Tils Daimin. So again, those are good. So those that make the Tzushtel might be totally in that. Again, if you don't need, if you hold the Ruach Ra, if you're not sleeping at all, that'll only be like even with Teres Chayim, that the Ruach Ra is totally in sleeping. But if you're that, then Echlan would be totally in the Shittas of
so
of
your mouth is your hand under the bed, would you have to
no.
Just look at Chilo?
No, no.
How if you're not building, someone keeps their bed above where you eat?
What?
The floor above you has the bed where
so that's a chamafse. Oil. The ceiling is a chamafse. What? The bed's not mafse, it's a kli. Building is mafse. Oh, so Maizet Tzitzeliezer has another svara. He doesn't know about plane, he talks about boats. He put food on under bed in a boat. So he said, you know, I guess the case was that's where that, you know, the cabin, they don't give you much place to store. They store the stuff under the bed. They're, you know, they're short of space. So he says, so what do you do?
Fishing.
What?
You guys going fishing.
What are we going fishing? Where's Dorf?
Meaning, there's a fish going under the boat, so if he falls asleep on the boat, maybe the fish they caught. But no, but the boat will want to sleep.
Oh, the boat's a mita?
If he falls asleep, what do you mean?
On a meter. He's saying
the boat. No, the water is not a the water.
No, especially the boat might be a hefsing though. Yeah. The boat might be mafsing. Oh. A boat is not makabel tumo. The boat is not makabel tumo.
It's not go under the water.
Why not?
What?
Why not? You know that the way Ruach Tumah works, that it goes in the water, it doesn't go in the water.
The top of the water is keeping the top of the carcass. It's not like under, it's going to knock all the way down to the carcass as well.
You know, by Tumah is a concept. By Tumah is a concept. Tumah is Bakas V'Oyla and Bakas V'Yeredes. Tumah has the carcass to go down.
Would a plane be an oil Tumah?
With
everybody sleeping on it.
What?
With everybody sleeping on it.
60 people.
Well, I mean, the roof should be the oil, you mean. So then you have to go to the plane, you go to a house. A plane's got a shadow of Zerg, it's a whole shadow of Kainim on a thing, but that's definitely not for now. But how a room is Zicha oil. So you ask the Fitar is Chayim, why are you only worried about the food that's under the bed? Why are you worried about the food that's even on the table? Good question. There should be a problem. So, Al Kapanim, the sister doesn't want to say Nusvara. That he wants to say like this. Even, I mean, we brought down Sheetas that hold. The way I said, we brought down Sheetas that hold what? That it's only Karaka. Right? Now, and therefore, according to them, there's Mashman Dark Yeshuva, that if the floor has tiles, you're not on the Karaka itself or second story. right? Then it's not a problem. That's not a problem. Now, so what about? So he says it's like this. Once he says far, and maybe even the shittas that hold that were machmir even on a tiled floor. You want to say maybe that's dafka over there because the floor. The tile is a bottle to the dirt. So maybe that's where machmir, even though it's tile. I said that, however, on a boat, though, the boat has no shaykhs to the karka. Because the boat is b'chal mufka from karka. So even if you want to say that we're machmir in a house, but in a boat, so the other one says, Svara, maybe it's mufka from karka, and therefore even the shittas that hold that were machmir, even though there's no karka, but a boat might be mufka lagamri.
So we're in a second story now,
and that would be a svara like similar to what was said on the baby carriage that goes off the ground. So the sphere is also off the ground. Right, that's a chara good svara. The sphere is off the ground. Well, why do you look at the floor of the sphere? The chara sphere is it's posh if you think about it. It's not like on the baby carrier. The chara is not touching. It's not on the ground. It's not on the ground. If you that svara, we can make hakaponim. You want to know? So Yaakov said, what about on the second floor? If he said, on the second floor.
Yeah.
So then maybe it's connected to the ground. I don't know. If he's there, good. But here we have other tzerufa. I don't know if they have other tzerufa. Top, that's an interesting question. Similar shayla you have, what about a bunk bed? If you have food on the first floor of the bunk bed, is that a problem? Because the guy's sleeping on top of you, and you have food there, it should be a problem. So he says, so the Oz Nidbru, Yom HaTzadik, he ties a chatchil ataka, should be machal, like we've been at the story with the guy with the sugar. Upon him, the Ebony says, it's me mutter, because he has Kamet Sufi Hatter. First of all, some say it's not going when he's, no, he's talking about a case where the guy wasn't sleeping. The guy wasn't sleeping. So there he says, some hold it's only when he's sleeping. Some hold it's dafkum bid mechel tashmish. Some hold, oh, but that's what he was starting with all other shittas. Stop me, I don't know why he doesn't say this. This is a whole bunch of shittas hold b'diavad. Some say b'diavad, it's okay. So, zichas a tziruf, shesankiv, others, with many, many places, amat b'diavad, we saw him in shame, b'chazanish.